sure love you. Thank God for you. Hey, let me start with prayer. We'll get right into this. Lord, thank you. Help us. Give us insight, wisdom, understanding. Lord, give us a holy, a heavenly, divine perception to see, to reason, to understand beyond in Jesus' mighty name. Holy Spirit, we ask for help today, help from on high. We bind up every ungodly attack. We bind up every ungodly source. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, God bless you once again. Get your Bible. It's 2024. Oh, man, the year of the open door, 2024, the obtainable year, the year to obtain all that God has for you. Set your faith on that. Come on now, get it in your spirit, get it in your heart, the inner man, and then get it in your mouth. Amen. Well, last week we started talking on the subject where I started I'm not a series guy, but I do obey God. And what God placed on my heart for these next few weeks is to talk about, teach, instruct, impart to you concerning the subject of the Helper, the Holy Ghost. Now, I don't know about you, but I need help every day, all day long, even when things are going good. I still need heaven's help. Amen. If I were to ask, and you were to be honest today, if I could have a stage for the world, the universe, and I could have the attention of the universe, and every person in the universe, talking about people now, every person, I ask this question to every person, who needs help in life? Every single person needs help. So God sent a helper because he knew that we would need help to navigate this earth, this life, this world. And so he gave us a helper so that we wouldn't be helpless. Amen. Now, a lot of people try to reduce or try to lump the Holy Spirit in with like just, you know, salvation, Christianity, baptism in water. But the Holy Spirit's a different person. He's the third person. God being one, three parts, one God. It's hard to really fathom or figure the Trinity. And I know before some of you Bible scholars start thinking, well, the word Trinity is not in the Bible, etc. It doesn't change the fact that God is a three-part God, three-part being. And not just you could probably even say, just like a human being is three parts, so is God. God's the Word, then He is Himself, the soul. He is the Word, and then he also is a spirit. So you got three parts there, just like you have a human being. However, it's hard to understand, comprehend heavenly things at the fullest level. But just let me help you today. Amen. Turn and take your Bible. Turn with me. And let's start out with our text scripture. And it's in John 14. And I'm going to read verse 26. I'm going to read out of the Amplified for a second. But the Helper, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf. He will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. All right, so let's look at this now. The Holy Spirit's job is to begin to simplify the Word of God. Now, if a man simplifies the Word of God, he probably hurt the integrity of the Word of God. But the Holy Spirit gives us a look into this heavenly dimension. We could call it a fourth dimension, if you will, because we know the earth is measured by three. But we're talking about a dimension that's not in this world and that only comes to you by understanding of the Word, in which you need help from the Holy Ghost. For the Word to go from mystery, now that's not mystery like witchery and all that stuff. It's actually a different Greek term, but it would be for anyone in the world to know the fullness of the Word of God, he's going to have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost's job is to take the unknown things or the mysteries of heaven and convey them to a human being that has him as their helper. Now, not only does he help you with heavenly information, but within all heaven information is the solve to every problem you face. Every earth problem, every problem you face in this world, God has an answer for or a way out of. But sometimes that answer and that way out, that door out, is locked up in the Holy Spirit's information that he's trying to yield to you. I'm talking about everything. Everything. You quit paying bills. You get in debt. You divorce. You get in an ungodly marriage. Whatever you can face. You get in, a fight with the landlord. You get in some kind of crime. You go to jail. Whatever it is you face, whatever problem, whatever obstacle you face, heaven always has an answer. Now, it might not be the answer you want, but heaven's help is going to come on the scene and going to lead you out of or lead you from and into what the Bible says is a mystery to man without the Holy Spirit. But it's not going to be a mystery to you because it's going to become known to you by the Holy Ghost. We can even say this, the Holy Spirit, one of the Holy Spirit's jobs is to give you insight, or we can say revelation. Reveal things, reveal something to you that you could not know without him. That's what revelation is. Revelation's like, I hear it, but I don't get it. But revelation comes along and you're like, oh, I hear it, now I get it. It's imparted to you. It makes sense to you. Now, the beauty about the Holy Spirit, and I'm not even talking about praying in tongues yet, but the beauty about the Holy Spirit is Satan can't hear him. The Holy Spirit doesn't talk like I'm talking out loud. He talks to you in your spirit. Let me give you a few scriptures that'll help you here. In Romans 8:16, the Bible says, "For his spirit, the Holy Spirit, joins with our spirit to affirm that we are the children, our children of God." Now, we also see here, for the Holy Spirit will directly talk to us, impart to us, commune with us. So what does this even mean? Well, in the spirit realm, you are a spirit, you have a body, and you have a soul, and you live in a body. But you are a spirit. So if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, he's speaking to you on the inside of you. And that information cannot be heard, known by outside forces, demons, people, Satan himself, the demonic influence. That's imparted to your inner man. That's downloaded. Come on now, I'm preaching a little better than what you're saying. I'll tell you this, a lot of people even think, Dylan, I think I said this Sunday, a lot of people get an idea. And a lot of our ideas are derived from what we see, what we hear, people that become our heroes, reels, business people, reels online. And we begin to adapt their assignment. We begin to, adopt their assignment. We begin to adopt, their personality. We begin to want to be like them, different things like that. And then we ask God to breathe on it, or we ask the Holy Spirit to accelerate it, to bless it. But that's not how it works. You're to ask the Holy Spirit, the guider of heaven, the leader of heaven, the advocate of heaven, the standby of heaven, the direct representative of God, God in spirit. Let me say that again. God in spirit, not an offshoot, not a watered-down version of God, not this redheaded stepchild, third person of God, not just like the last person of God. We've already got the best of God. Now we got the Holy Spirit. The Bible, even when you study Jesus, the Son, the Father, and the Holy Ghost, you can't make a difference between them. You get the same in each one of them. So to think that the Holy Spirit is less than is a complete and total lie. That he's God, the fullness of God, with us now, the full representative of heaven here on earth. And in order for him to teach, lead, guide, help you, you got to have the information from heaven or the assignment from heaven. He can't help you in a world assignment. If you take on a world desire, world assignment. Now, I'm not talking about hobbies. I'm not talking about that. He'll even help you with that. He'll give you favor with hobbies, different things. But I'm talking about if you're going to go buy a house, if you're going to start a business, you'd say, Holy Spirit, what was I created to do? What gifts, what talents, what abilities did heaven place on the inside of me? What's in my DNA? What's in my genes? What problem can I solve? What makes sense for me, a business, you know, come on now, you know what I'm saying? And then when the Holy Spirit gives that to you, he'll begin to help you bring it to fruition. Not you say, oh, I want to be a professional football player. Well, if you don't have that ability on the inside, if you weren't created to do that, how are you going to ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on that if he didn't give you the idea or if he's not didn't help you with the heavenly assignment? Let's say a house. You go buy a house, a lot of times you buy it according to your desire. Well, why don't you get away from the earth desire, get in the heavenly spirit desire because you are a spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to begin to help you, show you what house, show you what property, and then after he does, he'll help you get what he showed you. That's what he's supposed to do. That's what he wants to do on this earth. How about a spouse? Holy Spirit, show me a spouse. Now, the Holy Spirit can't tell you you like somebody you don't like. Like, if you like, let's say a tall blonde girl, and then, you think the Holy Spirit's going to say, well, you have to like a short redheaded girl. No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about the right person. Who's the right person, Holy Spirit? Bring me into contact with the right girl, the right man. Bring me into contact with the right business person. Give me the heaven's business model. Surround me with right people in my life that I can glean from, I can learn from, that can mentor, that can show me, help me get closer to you. Oh, come on, I'm preaching pretty good. Now, if you go to Acts 1:8, I'll read out of the Amplified for a second or just quote it to you. The King James says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Now, Old English verbiage, it reads a little different. It's very simple. God promised us, he promised back in Joel, a minor prophet in the Old Testament, and the prophecy was in the last days or in the new covenant, which we're in now, God said that he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's the promise of the Holy Ghost. We see in Matthew chapter 3, Jesus being baptized in the Holy Ghost and making reference to John, the baptizer, the water baptizer, making reference to the one that's coming after me, his shoes, I'm not even worthy to buckle. Now, this was his cousin, but he said, the one coming out of the Messiah, his shoes, I'm not even worthy to buckle. And he's not going to baptize you in water, but he, Jesus, will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and in fire. And he's got a fan in his hand. Now, this isn't a proverbial type fan like a make-believe fan. He has an actual spiritual fan in his hand. So when you receive this person of the Holy Spirit, not outside of you, the Bible says not only will he be with you, but you have the ability to have him in you. When you receive this person of the Holy Spirit, secondary to baptism, secondary to water baptism and to salvation, when you receive him and you read the scripture, Jesus takes that fan and begins to fan the flame, the fire of the Holy Ghost, and you become a person on fire. That's beautiful. Now go back to Acts 1:8, Amplified. You shall receive power, might, ability and efficiency. All right, power, dunamis is the Greek term, which is dynamite. We get our natural dynamite from the Greek word dunamis. But that was a limited term because you're talking about when they had that term, even if you look in the Greek didn't have the ability to know atomic. They knew explosive because that would be back to dynamite. But they didn't know how an atom bomb worked, a nuclear bomb worked. But if they had that verbiage, the ability to know those things with modern science, we would be reading Acts 1:8 like this. You're going to receive far beyond a nuclear or atomic bomb. You're receiving a power, an ability, a might, and within that there's an efficiency for you that's superior than any kind of power energy known to man, natural energy known to man. The things of heaven are superior to the things on earth. I must say that again. All heavenly things are extremely superior than the things of natural man or of earth. So when you look at the Holy Ghost, you receive this power. Now we can even attach it to 2 Corinthians that you have weapons that are not carnal. you have abilities that are not carnal. So the weapons and or ability, you can't reduce them and or even use them to define what you receive in the Holy Ghost. We have a Dylan, when you're talking about supernatural things, even with you now, I know you got a lot of things you're believing for. When you're talking about supernatural things, supernatural help, the natural dictionary does not give us the fullness to describe what we really get. Paul even said it in Ephesians. He said it. Let's look at that. Let me help you. Glory to God. I hope I'm helping somebody already. My assignment for 2024 is to get you to a place to walk through an open door, divine access to God, to get you in the highest level of faith to obtain the year of the obtainable. So we're off to a great start. But let's look at this now, because the idea I'm conveying to you right now is we don't have the vocabulary. Stop trying to use natural words to describe what you get from God. It's impossible. Paul said, this is what Paul said to the church in Ephesus. They're dealing with the same problem. And he goes, no, I got to pray for you. So let's look at one for Ephesians 1, starting in 18. He says, I'm praying for you, but I'm praying that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. So words can't describe the fullness of who he is. So what's this enlightenment? I don't know if you know, 3 years ago, the Lord told me to encourage, enlighten, and empower. These are all found in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 3. I'll read them to you. But the first one was enlighten, that you'd be enlightened. The heavenly enlightening comes from heaven's insight, which you can only receive by the Holy Ghost. So Paul's saying to you, yeah, you can't receive this stuff naturally. Man can't teach you this stuff. Now, man can teach you the Bible, but there's things that man's limited to without the Holy Ghost. He doesn't know that man can't know the fullness of God without the help of the Holy Spirit. So he says, I pray that your understanding would be enlightened or supercharged. How about that? I pray your understanding would be supercharged by information imparted to you that can only be imparted to you by the Holy Ghost. It's not a learned information, it's an impartation. That's what Paul said. And then he says, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory and the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. Once again here, we got this beautiful word, power. We got this beautiful word, this explosive, this dynamic, this atomic, this nuclear ability that comes from heaven. And and the words I'm using to describe still limit the person of the Holy Ghost. We still don't get the fullness, the understanding of the fullness of who he is, lest we allow him to enlighten us concerning the, concerning this matter. Now, hold on, I'm going to go a little further. Oh, come on, someone say amen. Someone say something out there who's listening to this. This is full of power this morning. Amen. Now, unto him, let me back up. Wherefore, let's start in 13. Glory to God, help me, Jesus. 3. And in 13, it says, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulation, which is glorified. For this cause I bow my knee to the Father of the Lord Jesus. Once again, he's praying of the whole family in heaven and in earth his name, that he would grant you according to his riches of the glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Oh, that's a whole nother series, the inner man. But Paul's praying that you'd be strengthened, that there'd be an impartation, an understanding, an enlightenment concerning this person of the Holy Spirit that's come to help the inner man, that's come to give power, heaven's power, to the inner man. Now, his Spirit in the inner man. Now, 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, salvation, that you being rooted and grounded in love, the Word of God, that you may be able to comprehend, now this is Spirit here, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. Fourth dimension. Oh, glory. My God, I'm about to do a dance right here in the studio. I said fourth dimension, an out of this world dimension. Now, God now is trying to show you the measurement or the expansiveness, the size of the things that he has for us that are locked up in the spirit and only revealed to you by the spirit. When you go look at dimensions, like the third dimension that we have that kind of defines the world or the measuring stick for the earth, it's limited. But then God takes it to another dimension. And this dimension is there's an exceeding abundance. There's a depth, a length, a breadth, a height that is only known. Well, it's revealed to you by the Holy Spirit, but it's reserved for the believer with the Holy Ghost. And it can only be imparted to the believer by the Holy Ghost. And it's superior, once again, information beyond man's natural information or knowledge to know. Man can, you study every book. You'd be the smartest man on the planet. You can have all the information, be educated with all the greatest minds on the planet. And when you're done educating, let's just say you could live a million years and you could a million lifetimes and receive information from humanity, from a human's mind. You're still extremely limited concerning, well, not concerning, but standing next to the information of the Holy Spirit. You can't know that without him. You're extremely limited. That's reserved for him and for him to impart to the believer that receives him as a helper. Man, I don't know what else to say. This is intense. I hope you have ears to hear what's happening right now. Let's go a little further. Now, in every area, what do I do about my wayward child? Well, get your emotions out of the way and let the Holy Spirit begin to tell you what to do. What do I do about business? What do I do about my marriage? What do I do about my spouse? What do I do about the sickness I'm fighting? What do I do? He has every answer. He's the only one that can help you concerning all matters. And God has poured him out, given him to the earth in fullness. Now, not to the earth, but he's in the earth. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is here. None of him is there in heaven. All of him is here. And all you have to do to receive him is, number one, the first prerequisite to receiving the fullness of the Holy Spirit is get saved, salvation, Jesus Christ, the doorway to all that God has for us, heaven. And then secondly, you ask Jesus, the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire, baptize me in the Holy Ghost and fire. What takes place next? Acts 2, 1 through 4, the day of Pentecost. The first and the only pouring out of the Holy Spirit that we have record of, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2, 1 through 4, the disciples, 120 of them, sitting there a couple days waiting on the promise of Jesus, which he said the Holy Spirit would come. What happens? They were one place, one accord. They were all in the same doctrine of God, believing the same way. What happens next? Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. What was it? An energy, an ability, a might, the Holy Ghost, came in the room. It sounded like a rushing mighty wind. It filled the room. The molecules of air were added to. Space was full. The room was full of this a person, this personality, this ability, this dynamite, this nuclear, this explosive power, energy, light, ability comes in the room. What was the expression? What happened when he came in the room? What took place next, preacher? The Bible says naturally it appeared unto each person, 120 people, as they looked across the room next to them, every single one had a flame that was just resting right over their head. It said appeared unto them a flame of fire. And what happened next, preacher? Well, the Bible says after that, they all begin to pray in an unknown tongue. That's 120 people in that room. And the languages that were in that room, there wasn't a singular language. There was many different languages in the room. And they're all amazed because they said to themselves, we're traveled people. We're educated people. but we've never heard this language. This language is out of this earth. And they begin to pray in the language that the Holy Ghost gave each of them to pray in. Wow. That was the evidence of the Holy Spirit. How would we know? Now, we know all things, all Bible things come by way of faith. And faith is, within faith is a realm, you know, the ability to trust. But how would you know you received something unless there be a sign that accompanied it? There's supposed to be a sign that accompanies the word. In Mark 16, it says that the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, not the Lord Jesus, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would accompany the teaching and preaching of the word of God, causing signs to accompany it. What kind of signs? Salvation, deliverance, healing, people being baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire, enlightenment, encouragement, correction, the word of God, getting into the inner man, the deep parts of man, separating the world from him. Only the helper of heaven can perform on this high level within a man. Oh, man, glory be to God. Heaven's help, heaven's help. Oh, we need heaven's help. Oh, we need, Lord, give us heaven's help. Oh, I pray for every person. Oh, help from on high. Help to show us. What do I do with this man, Lord? What do I do with my wife? What do I do with my son? What do I do with my daughter? Lord, this business, what do I do with it? What do I do concerning this lack I'm facing, these bills? What do I do? Holy Spirit, help me. Guess what? He's the advocate, heaven's advocate, helper, standby. Oh, the one sent with you, next to you, in you, to lead you into God truths, out of and into, out of the world, out of bondage, out of suffering, out of torment, into the glorious light of heaven, God. Wow, I love you. We're out of time. We're out of time. You better listen and re-listen to this. Get your notebook out. Study this. You have heaven's help, the fullness of God, available unto you 24/7, 365. What's your problem then? Until next time, Pastor Rich, New Way Church, Palm Coast, Florida. God bless you.